Now back to Relevant to You on your listener-supported Relevant Radio, 1240 AM.
Relevant Radio, 1240 AM. It's our Relevant to You program, and in the studio is Jason Kotecki. Welcome, Jason.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
Now, I guess I've normally seen your name associated with Kim. Wife?
Yes, that's my wife, yeah.
Okay, so you work together on what type of a project?
Well, we do a comic strip. Actually, I do a comic strip called Kim and Jason, and our basic mission is to help people escape adulthood. So that's kind of where it started. It all started with when I first met her shortly after a retreat I went to. And I was in college, which means I was broke at the time. And so I used some of my talents to draw these little pictures of her and I when we were little kids, and because she had this amazing childlike faith that really sort of drew me in. And so I created these little characters and ended up on greeting cards and calendars and little cheap gifts and stuff like that. And eventually they sort of took on a life of their own, and we started a comic strip. And now we do all kinds of stuff with our website and speaking and a book I was recently able to do, just helping people regain that sort of childlike faith.
Now, did you come up with the concept, I guess, of the drawing of her from anybody else? Were you just influenced by any other artists, or did you just pull this strictly out of thin air, or inspired somehow to attract the attention of this woman?
Yeah, I think it was pretty pretty just genuine and sappy at first of just wanted to come up with this little cute drawings. In high school, I actually used to draw little cartoon drawings for girls, and those never went over very well. I ended up being called, you know, you're more like a brother to me and stuff like that. So those were more crash and burn stuff. But something in me just kept at it, and with Kim, I just, you know, sketch these little drawings, and then eventually the influences that I did have, there's a really big Peanuts fan and Calvin and Hobbes, and some of those influences sort of then came out as I developed it further and kind of looked at creating more of the comic strip aspect of it.
And it turns out to be autobiographical then, because aren't the names of your characters the same as you?
Kim and Jason, yep. We sometimes get introduced as the real Kim and Jason when people, you know, see us. And I kind of joke that we have a Kim and Jason trademark. So I said, you know, if there's any pressure on not getting a divorce, if there wasn't already, you know, we are trademarks. We're linked forever, you know. So.
And can you tell us about some of the other characters you work with?
Well, let's see. We have a couple different characters in there. We have the Boompa is what Kim's family actually calls her paternal grandfather. And so I thought that was just the best name for a comic strip character, and incorporated him as the only real grown-up in the comic strip. He's kind of adds the wise sage element to it, although he does kind of like pull their legs once in a while. So we have him, and then Stinky is Kim's stuffed animal. He's also based in reality. Stinky is sort of the character. He can't move or do anything, but he has these thoughts. And so my concept behind Stinky is, what if a grown-up had to follow the whim of a child? Where normally when you have adults and kids, the adult gets to control things. Well, what if the adult was stuck in this inanimate object of a body and had to go with wherever this four-year-old girl led him? So that's kind of a fun way to add some of my natural sarcasm into the strip and also have a different perspective. So, and then, of course, there's the evil older sister, Katie, who is based off of Kim's three older sisters and combined them into the kind of antagonistic character. And I'm the oldest, so I know nothing about that, of how that works. But she's kind of the antagonist of the strip.
You know, when I first started reading about her, I thought she was a babysitter, actually.
Well,
kind of same effect?
Yeah, similar thing. She does get stuck babysitting, and, you know, just... she's the one where Kim messes things up, and she, you know, the little sister gets in the way, and so the older sister is trying to live her life. And so I guess I can sort of relate to Katie in a way of having two younger brothers myself. And there's actually another little character that comes in once in a while that's Jason's little brother, Dougie. And so that comes into my experience with having younger brothers and them, you know, eating my toys and things like that. So a lot of autobiographical pieces in there.
At Relevant Radio, we talk about bridging the gap between faith and everyday life. Are you able to do that then through your cartooning or creating this strip?
We try to. That's kind of our main goal is to, well, I think just my natural faith and the faith of children in general kind of comes out in the strip. You know, they talk about God quite a bit, of wondering why he invented beats, and Kim thinks that God must have written the phone book because he's the only one who knows everybody. So, you know, they have these natural discussions, and I kind of just try to portray that innocent, childlike faith for people to see, and people tend to really relate to it and get drawn into it, and kind of the innocence of it to go hopefully a little bit deeper with some of the other the stuff that's out there.
And do we know why God invented beats?
I'm still working on that one. I cannot figure that one out, but maybe that's one of life's great mysteries. I don't know.
What about the $1 million lemonade stand?
The kids do a lot of stuff with the lemonade stand, you know, the cardboard box, which just got inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, actually, the cardboard box. So as everyone knows, especially around Christmas time, a lot of times you get this big expensive present and the kids go straight for the box. But the kids in the comic strip take this box and use it for all sorts of things, including a lemonade stand. And they've done a lot of things over the years trying to figure out how to sell stuff. And I think a lot of my experience in business and running a business has been brought into that. But they had the one day that if they wanted to make $1 million, if they just made the cup cost $1 million, they would only have to sell one cup. So they, you know, changed their sign and figured they were well on their way to riches there.
Can you tell us a little bit about your family life?
I grew up northern Illinois, about, it's actually LaSalle Prue area, right down Interstate 39. And I grew up, I have two younger brothers. I was raised Catholic, went to a Catholic school for 8 years, and then to the public high school. And we really get along really well, which has really been a blessing. My brothers and I have kind of grown up, and some of the rivalries that were there have now subsided. But it's kind of neat because they are able to see what we're doing with Kim and Jason, and it kind of energizes their faith a little bit, because where we grew up, the parishes were a little bit older and didn't have as much of the youth ministry aspect into it. So there's definitely kind of a way to look at the church down there where it's not as vibrant and growing. And so my experiences with my faith have had a chance to really be a good testimony for my family, which has been really neat to see some of the things that have gone on.
We're visiting with Jason Kotecki. He is an artist, a creator of a comic strip, also an author as well. We've got a book here, Escape Adulthood, and I think it refers to is this a common illness, what you talk about as adultitis?
Oh, adultitis is a terrible epidemic sweeping the nation. I think the best statistic to me that sums it up is that an average preschooler laughs 450 times a day, and an average adult laughs 15 times a day. And I don't know about you, but some of the adults I know, that number is high, that 15 number. So I think, you know, the book itself is based off of a lot of what Jesus said in the Bible about the importance of embracing a more childlike faith so that we could enter the kingdom of heaven. And so I kind of took as sort of my angle of what was he talking about? You know, what are the things that children naturally have that he would want us to have? So that's kind of where it's based off of. And when we get away from that thing, we end up with adultitis, where, you know, you're always stressed out, you're worried, you're anxious, you don't have that carefree spirit and that joyful faith that children have.
Well, and aside from laughter and, I guess, joy then, are there other tips you could share with our Relevant Radio listeners as to the secrets from being a stressed-out grown-up?
Some of the secrets in the book are dreaming big and getting curious and having faith and maintaining perspective. And some of the specific tips I would give that are based off of some of these concepts, like, for instance, get curious. One of the things that any two-year-old, their favorite word is why. And I think, you know, a child has a natural curiosity for things. And as we get older, we sort of start to get scared of asking questions for fear that we might look like an idiot when, you know, people are like, well, how did you not know that? And don't like to rock the boat as much. And so we tend to get in these ruts in our life where we just stop asking questions. And I think of Jesus, and when he came, he generated so many questions from the people around him. He really stirred things up that really churned up people's faith. And so I think when we go through our daily life, if we ask why we do certain things, just that simple question, why? And then a lot of times, especially for myself with my own faith, the Catholic Church is so rich in its history, but a lot of times we don't know why things are a certain way, and we may have preconceived notions that, you know, this is stupid, this is bad. But when you ask the question why, it challenges the faith, but it also, when you figure out the answers, I found your faith gets deeper. So that's one little thing. Another small thing is the importance of playing. Just having fun and taking some time off. I think we so often schedule our lives around so many things, but we don't really schedule in play. We schedule in all of the work we have to do, and if we have too much work to do, then play gets taken off the list. And so that's kind of an important thing, to make time for your family and for your kids and for yourself, to be able to recharge your batteries a little bit.
Now, beyond the comic and beyond being an author, I've noticed that you also then have gear. You've got T-shirts, you've got bibs, hats, clocks, mugs, even candles with particular smells.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of stuff. We have cool stuff for the young at heart. So we have a lemonade stand that we sell stuff online, and then there's about 80 stores across the Midwest that carry our greeting cards and our prints and things like that. But yeah, the candles, we have one that's fresh dirt that we found that was pretty good childlike scent, we thought. But a lot of typical scents were, you know, hot apple pie. We kind of take a childlike slant to it with the labels and things like that. So kind of neat gifts. And the prints we have feature the Kim and Jason artwork with some inspirational messages on them. And they've been pretty popular.
And do you have a favorite candle?
A favorite candle. I have to say probably the one I like the best is Sugar Cookie. There's one, and the label has a picture of Jason hoisting Kim up to get the cookies off the refrigerator, the cookie jar. But that one, I'm always a big fan of the bakery smell, and Sugar Cookie is right up there.
So we can see this at the lemonade stand. We can maybe see your greeting cards at some stores in the Madison area. Mm-hmm. What about where do we find the comic now?
The comic can be found, for sure, can be found at kimandjason.com on the website, and people can actually sign up to get the comic strip delivered to their email box free. So that's right on the homepage there. We are in about a dozen newspapers that carry us. The local closest one to Madison is probably the Monroe Times. But the Compass up in Green Bay, the Catholic paper, they run our strip every once in a while. And we're in a lot of little church newsletters and bulletins and things like that. So, but we have the online thing is kind of neat with the internet. We all have the worldwide audience because we have people in, I think we have over 37 countries now that sign up to get the comic strip. So it's not uncommon for me to get an email from Australia or South Africa or something like that. So that's pretty cool to have that capability.
Aside from finding you at kimandjason.com or perhaps bumping into you at the parish at McFarland, Christ the King, are there other ways that people could maybe see you around the Madison Diocese?
Yeah, we actually do quite a bit of speaking, and we've actually gone to do some more national speaking where we are focusing more exclusively on Catholic churches, and we've been doing a lot of family programs and whole community programs where you have the kids and the parents and even senior citizens and everyone all together. And we have a really neat an hour program about living and loving with a childlike faith. So we've had an opportunity to do a few places here in Madison, and we've been out to Seattle and Boston and then just Texas most recently. So that has been a really neat way to share our faith and encourage people to kind of connect with this childlike faith. And having a background, I've done a lot of schools where I've done cartooning workshops with children, and so I'm able to kind of gear a program that's interesting to the kids and keeps their attention, but also the parents relate to it and really get a lot out of it. And we do a lot of cartooning, and there's a lot of neat visuals, so it's been really cool to see where God has sort of opened up the doors for that.
And are there ways to connect with you then via the website?
Yep. If you go to kimandjason.com, one of the main links is it says speaking, and it has a link to our spiritual topics, and we also do some business-type stuff. I'll be going out to Fresno in a few weeks to speak at a Catholic businessmen's group for a breakfast. So we do a lot of different things, but right on the website there's a speaking link, and it shows all that we do, and you can get in touch with us right there. Kim is actually the manager, so she's the one to talk to about that.
And I think anyone that did the You Walk for Life for the Elizabeth House last summer saw your work right on the back of the shirt.
Yeah, we helped out with that. We actually donate from sales from our lemonade stand. We donate 3% of our sales every month to different organizations that help children. And actually, CareNet is one of the charities we've worked with, and donate some stuff to them. And we try to get involved locally with wherever we can. So we've been able to donate some artwork to their house, and was able to do the t-shirt design, like you said. So that's been kind of a neat way to kind of share the ministry of not only helping grown-ups escape adulthood, but help children have better childhoods, because that's such a key, is to have that really strong foundation when you're young like that.
Relevant Radio, 1240 AM with Jason Kotecki of Kim and Jason fame.